And Allah is the greatest. O shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your shop. The customer may be in front of you. The rupees and dollars are in your hand. Allah's caller is calling on the other side. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walk away from the customer, close that shop. Go into the masjid, perform your 5 times daily salah, and Allah will make your risk and your sustenance easy for you. So what is the challenge of Iman? On the one side, the rupees and the dollars are in front. On the other side, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave that. Leave that. And your risk and your sustenance will become easy for you. What are our eyes telling us? What is our experience telling us? That if I need the customer, if I need the attraction of those dollars and rupees, that azan, that salah, na'udhubillah, summa na'udhubillah, is an obstacle to my risk and my sustenance. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will make it easy for you. On the other hand, our eyes are telling us that this is an obstacle. Allah's caller, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your shop. O college student, Allah is greater than your degree. O father, Allah is greater than your field and your education. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Why don't you look at the seeds that you plant in the ground? Are you causing it to grow or are we causing it to grow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. It is Allah that splits the seed. أَخْرَجَ شَقَّهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَىٰ عَلَىٰ سُوقِهِ. Allah causes the tiny sprout to come forth. Then Allah strengthens it. Then Allah makes it stand up as a branch. That seed went in the ground. Where is the coconut? 40 foot, 50 foot high. The sand the same color. The water the same color. The seed the same. That hard, brittle coconut, 40 foot, 50 foot high. How does that seed water get into it? Where's the pipe? Where's the generator to push the water up? How does that tiny seed possess the intelligence to bring such a huge branch, such a huge tree, such design, such perfection? Defying the laws of gravity. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah says, look at the seed that you are planting. Are you planting it or are we planting? Are you causing it to grow or are we causing it to grow? Allah's caller calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Then the thought may occur. The thought may occur in the mind, is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? So immediately the Muslim says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No! I bear witness that it is only one Allah. One Allah alone is great. No government, no army, no technology, no system of this world is great. فَأَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. That message with Quran again and again sounds out. Know and understand it is only one Allah. Only one Allah. Only one Allah. Allah's caller calls out, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Then the thought occurs, how can I reach that Allah? How can I please that Allah? How can I devote myself to that Allah? There is a road there is a medium, there is a bridge, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the next call, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If you want the closeness of Allah, if you want the love of Allah, if you want to find Allah, if you want Allah to love you, if you want Allah's forgiveness, لو استفتحوني كل باب وجاءوني من كل طريق لا أفتح عليهم إلا أن يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمد. حديث قدسي, Allah says they open every door and they come on every road. لا أفتح عليهم إلا أن يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمد. I will never grant them entrance into my court. I will never grant them my closeness. I will never grant them my love. I will never grant them my acceptance, except that it is not come upon your road, O my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to remove this doubt, to remove this falsehood, to remove this claim of batil, that the salah is an obstacle to your prosperity, that salah is an obstacle to your business, that salah is an obstacle to your degree, that salah is an obstacle to your worldly success. Allah's call again calls out, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. Look at Allah's success, look at Allah's kindness, look at Allah's muhabbat. This expression in Arabic, Hayya ala, is actually a welcome. When you open your door to someone, you have some function, some ceremony, and you greet the guest, in Arabic you greet the guest, Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah. Come welcome, welcome, welcome. What it should have been? It should have been Aqim al-Salah. It should have been Ta'alil al-Salah. Come to Salah, establish Salah. It should have been a command. But Allah, out of His substance and His kindness, Allah says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hayya ala salah, welcome you, Allah wants to give you success. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Turn in any direction. Allah is your Rabb, Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, رب المشارق ورب المغارب, رب السماوات السبع ورب الأرض العظيم. East, west, north, south, above, below, إنما تولوا فثم وجه الله. That is the direction that is only one Allah, one Allah, one Allah. What price tag, my respected brothers, are you going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? Just his eyes, his eyes. How expensive are his eyes? An ordinary laborer works in somebody's factory, or he works in some industry, or he works in some factory, or he works in some shop. At the end of the day, or at the end of the month, he gets a few thousand rupees. And because of that wage that he is getting, the one who employed him as a light, why you came late? Why you left early? Why are you sloppy? Why are you like this? Why are you like that? The person can scold him. The person can insult him. The person can make demands from him. He is silent. He bears it with stubborn patience. Why? Because of that wage. Few thousand rupees that he is getting. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah? He said his eyes, which Allah has given us. 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَدَيْنِ. Allah said, I have not given you two eyes. each eye has 130 million receptors for light. 130 million receptors for light in each eye. Call it light bulb. 130 million light bulbs Allah has placed in each eye. If you don't pay the electricity bill, what does somebody cut it off? What is the electricity bill? 130 million light bulbs at the back of the eye. There is a small hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Quarter of a millimeter, so small. Through that hole, a cable is passing. That cable has 1.3 million wires. 1.3 million wire cable passing through a hole the size of a quarter of a millimeter. Who is doing this? Where is it being done? Fibutuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Fibulumatin sarat, in three layers of darkness. Allah is threatening these eyes. Alam naj'al lahu aynayn. Have we not given you two eyes? The little bit cable that you put, electricity cable, and you hear the kar 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 kar, the crackling. 130 million wires, yet no cracker. If they had to get start cracking with one another, then you see upside down. You won't be able to determine the distance whether I'm 1 meter from you or 10 meters from you. At the back of the eye is the retina. Each time an image falls, then the muscles of the eye flex to clear the retina so that the next image can come. These muscles flex 100,000 times every day. If you said it's the same muscle that you put into your foot, it is the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers every day. These eyes are taking 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. Which camera can do that? The lens will get finished, the film will get finished. Alam naj'al lahu aynayn, Allah says, haven't we given you two eyes? Ya ibn Adam, ja'altu laka aynayn, wa ja'altu lahum al-ghita, fanzur bi aynayka ma ahlantuhu lak, fa in arda laka ma khatamtu alayk, afdiq alayhim al-ghita. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O ibn Adam, I gave you two eyes. What is the will of Allah? 130 million light bulbs. What is Allah's will? What is Allah asking? فَانْظُرْ بِعَيْنَيْكَ مَا أَحْلَلْتُهُ لَكَ. Look with those eyes at that which I made halal to. Let it go like that. فَإِنْ عَرَضَ لَكَ مَا خَضَمْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضِقْ عَلَيْهِ وَالْغِطَى. And if that which I made haram for you, the daughter of someone else, that very mahram, the so-called eye candy when it comes in front of you, أَفْضِقْ عَلَيْهِ وَالْغِطَى. Drop the veil, that is all Allah wants. And what will Allah give you? إن النظرة السهم مسموم من سهام إبليس. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the gaze is one of the most poisonous arrows from the arrows of Shaitan. If you will learn to control the gaze, أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah will give you that iman, that iman, that you will taste the sweetness of that iman in this world. Habib bin Umayr, Tabi'in, was taken captive by the Roman king. young Arab Mujahid taken captive, he was put into a cell. Beautiful young Roman princess was put naked in the same cell with him. Pork was kept there, sharab was kept there. Imagine, Arab youngster and Roman princess living like fire and pepper. Condemnation will take place. What does the king say? That entice him to make haram, entice him to break the command of Allah. The kafir at that time knew what the believer of today doesn't know. The success, dignity, and honor of the ummah is not dependent on government. It's not dependent on technology. It's not dependent on weaponry. The success, dignity, and honor of this ummah is when Allah is with this ummah. And when is Allah going to be with this ummah? When this ummah will come unto La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What has this youngster committing zina got to do with the battlefield? Yet they understood that if they entice him towards haram, if they break the command of Allah, if Allah's help is not with them, then they will become like little morsels of food which we can chew up and spit out. Where is this ummah today, hours and hours in front of the shaitan box? Hours and hours in front of the instrument of zina. Father, mother, children, all sitting together looking at zina taking place. Adhan is called out, still zina is going on. Those that leave it and come to the masjid, take the salah and go back to the instrument of zina. What type of effect will they be in the salah? What type of effect will they be in the dua that they will make? This is why ulama kiram say that nation which is habitual of music and that nation which is habitual of shamelessness, of behayai, the sweet poison of behayai, shamelessness, has entered the blood vessels of their home and nation. They say you don't need an atom bomb to destroy them, they are already dead. They are already dead. Allah's help will never come to such a nation. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental primary effort that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid upon them was to introduce Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal in his heart. But for his heart to become the arsh of Allah, every veil taken out of his heart, and in his heart only Allah, only Allah, only Allah. That the giver is Allah, the taker is Allah, the maker is Allah, the breaker is Allah, the controller is Allah. Once a lion was blocking the road, a crowd of people had gathered. They couldn't cross, it was a thoroughfare. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a big man. So the people said to him, O companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do something. What does he do? He walks up to the lion. Walks up to the lion. And he addresses the lion. If Allah has commanded you to take your risk and sustenance from anybody here, carry out the command of Allah. And if Allah has not commanded you with that, then stop being a nuisance. and blocking the road, saying that he slapped the lion. The lion quietly, with his tail between his legs, goes back into the jungle. Then Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما comes back to those people. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, my Nabi spoke the truth. My Nabi spoke the truth. إنما يسلط على ابن آدم ما خافه ابن آدم ولو أن ابن آدم لم يخف إلا الله لم يسلط عليه غيره. وإنما وكل ابن آدم لمن رجاه ابن آدم ولو أن ابن آدم لم يرجو إلا الله لم يكله إلى غيره. What is the import of this? That the Raj, the kingdom, the dominion, the control of the heavens and the earth is in the hands of one Allah alone. No weapon is killing, no army is conquering, no shop is providing, no system of this world is doing. By the qasam of my Allah, only Allah is doing. In Badr, outwardly it appears as if 313 had conquered 1,000. And that 313, six swords between 313 people. Two horses, 70 camels. If someone has one shoe, the other one has another shoe. No means. On the other side, 1,000 fully equipped. They left Medina Munawwara to go and attack the caravan of Abu Sufyan. The news comes now that you are not going to attack the caravan of Abu Sufyan. You are going to face the might of the Quraysh. This was a death sentence. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Does he send back for reinforcements? Does he ask them to send more people to Medina? Does he send back for weaponry? The Ummah has been taught the sabak of Iman. Abadi utulubni tajibni in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay wa in kuttani fataka kulla shay wa ana khayrun laka min kulli shay. Oh my slave, search for me. Allah says, search for me, you will find me. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. Wa in kuttani fataka kulla shay. And if you have lost Allah, you have lost everything. What does it mean to find Allah? What does it mean to find Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from head to toe, become the embodiment of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the poet in Urdu beautifully says, Ki Muhammad se wafatune, Ki Muhammad se wafatune, to hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo kalam tere hai. If you have followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, I have become yours. What is this world? Allah says, I will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write your own taqdeer down. Decide what you want. I am yours. Then, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. If you love Allah, follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So what was the preparation? 330 ill-equipped, they went to capture the caravan of Abu Sufyan. Now they are going to face the might of the Quraysh. What was the preparation? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up. He addresses his Sahaba. Oh my Sahaba, are you prepared to hand yourself over to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That was the only preparation. Abu Bakr stands up and says, we are ready. The question is repeated. Umar stands up, radiallahu anhu, and says, we are ready. The question is still repeated. Why? Because Abu Bakr and Umar was among the Muhajireen from the people of Mecca. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was posing the question to the Ansar of Medina. Why? Because the Ansar of Medina in Aqaba, in Mina, they took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إِذَا أُنْهِكَتْ أَمْوَالُهُ الْمُصِيبَةِ وَأَشْرَافُكُمْ قَبْلَى. What oath did they take? That if our homes are destroyed, our men are slaughtered, the rivers of Medina flow with the blood, with our blood. If we become paupers and we lose everything, Ya Rasulullah, we will never forsake you. But this oath referred to Medina. Badr was away from Medina, 170 kilometers away from Medina. So because Badr was away from Medina, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeats the question, are you ready to hand yourself over to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Ansar of Medina become aware that the question is being asked to us. So Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on behalf of Ansar of Medina, he stands up. Idhan la naqulu laka kama qala qawmu Musa li Musa, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun, walakin idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna ma'akuma muttabi'un, فَنَحْنُ نُقَاتِلْ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ وَقَلْبِكَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكَ وَصَدَّقْنَاكَ وَأَعْطَيْنَاكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ عُهُودَنَا وَمَوَاثِيقَنَا عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ لَكَ. فَمِّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَمَرْتَنَا أَنْ نَقِيبَ الْبِحَارَ لَأَخَذْنَاهَا، وَلَوْ أَمَرْتَنَا أَنْ نَضْرِبَ أَسْبَابَنَا إِلَى بَرْكِ الْغِمَامِ لَفَعَلْنَا. فَمِّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اقتل حبال من شئت، واقطع حبال من شئت، وسالم من شئت، وحارب من شئت، وخذ من اموالنا ما شئت، والذي اخذت من اموالنا احب الينا مما ترك. He says, we will not say to you, like the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rab go, we are going to sit here. We will not say like the Jews said, like today when every command of Allah is being broken, when the fire of Iftidad is burning, when those who were born on the key to Jannah, on a daily basis are becoming murtad, when the masjids are empty, when the ummah is running headlong behind the dunya, when 5 billion insans on the surface of the earth, if they die now, are going to Jahannam forever and ever. When every command of Allah has been broken, when our youth have already become the cause of Jahannam in steady situation, this ummah is still saying, I am worried about my stomach, my wife, my children, my business. We are the produce of wheat gardens. Who is our Imam? What was the legacy of the Ummah? Where did the Ummah come from? We have not understood. We will not say to you like the Bani Israel said to Musa. We will not say like the Jews said to Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rabb go, we are going to sit here. We will say to you and your Rabb go, we will be with you. We will be on your right, we will be on your left, we will be in front of you, we will be behind you. Why? Because we brought Iman upon you. Because we brought Iman upon you, and we attested that you are the true Nabi of Allah, so that Iman, ala samri wa ta'ati lak, that we will obey you and we will listen to you, whether it makes sense or it does not make sense. Go ahead, O Nabi of Allah, if you command us to mount our camels now and ride to Badr al-Himad in Yemen, we will do so without questioning. Go ahead, O Nabi of Allah, by Allah's Qasam, if you command us to jump from the top of the mountain one by one to our death, if you command us without questioning, we will do so. Go ahead, O Nabi of Allah, join sides, wudu bi wal to join ties. Break ties with whom you want to break ties. Make peace with whomsoever you want to make peace. Take from our wealth whatever you want by the qadr of Allah. What you take from us is more beloved to us than what you leave behind. When they showed their readiness like this, then إِذْ تَسْتَقِيْتُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. Allah says, we send down 1,000 malaika for the help of the Sahaba Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not their weaponry, it was not their numbers, it was not their technology, it was not their know-how. In Badr, the verse of the Quran comes down, فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You did not kill the enemy, Allah killed them. You did not do what Allah is doing. What is the condition? Come unto them with Allah one. Come unto the command of Allah. When this ummah was on that which Allah wanted, when this ummah day was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ummah was on mansab al-awad, when they had in their heart the dard, the pain, the concern, the worry, the sympathy for humanity, and they moved with it, then churches were turned into masjids. Idol worship places were turned into masjids. Allah turned the hearts of humanity from dalalat towards hidayat. Nothing could stand in front of them. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made the governor of Egypt. It was the practice of those people that every year they would sacrifice one young virgin girl. They would clothe and decorate her, and they would throw her into the river Nile. And it was believed by sacrificing her life, this caused the water of the river Nile to flow. When Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the governor of Misr, when Sahaba are given rulership of Misr, then the river runs dry, and the people say that as long as we don't sacrifice a young girl, the water will not flow. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, Islam will not allow this oppression. We cannot do that. The river is dry. The crops are dying. People start moving away from the banks of the river. Amr bin As sends a message to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu ta'ala in Medina Munawwara, but I told him that Islam will never allow this practice, what must we do? Umar sends back a response, what you did was correct, Islam will never allow zulm and oppression. But when my letter reaches you, inside there is another letter. I want you to take this letter and throw it into the river Nile. On that second letter is written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, min Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab, إِلَى نِيرِ مِصَرْ إِن كُنْتَ تَجْرِي مِنْ سِبَلِكْ فَلَا تَجْرِي وَإِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ يُجْرِيَكْ فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْوَاحِدَ الْقَهَّارُ أَنْ يُجْرِيَكْ. In the name of Allah, the most generous and the most merciful, from Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab to the River Nile, if you are flowing of your own accord, then don't flow. But if the one omnipresent, absolutely powerful Allah is causing you to flow, then we ask Allah to cause you to flow. The disbelievers are gathered on the banks of the river Nile. And what is a little piece of paper going to achieve? But the sabak of Iman was being taught. When Sahaba Kiram had surrounded the fortress of Hira. Few days had passed. There was a siege on the fortress. The leader of the Christians in this fortress. His name was Abdul Mateen. He said, I want to meet your leader. So they allowed him an audience. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Amir of the group of Sahaba. This Abdul Mateen comes in front of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says to him, that in my hand I have a container. In it is Summustah. Summustah was the name of a very, very, very potent poison. This poison was such one drop of it would kill an animal, leave a human being. He says, I am asking you to declare truth with my people. If you don't declare truth, then I am going to bring this poison. Because I cannot bear to see my people disgraced. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala says to him, show me that container. Abdul Masih takes the container, points and passes it to Khalid bin Walid. This was the sabak of Iman. This was the yaqeen which Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba al-Kiram. Khalid bin Walid takes the container in his hand. The Sahaba around don't realize what Khalid is going to do. By the time they realize it is too late, Khalid says, Bismillahi al-Ladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'u al-'aleem. In the name of Allah, when his name is taken, nothing can harm in the heavens and the earth. He is all listening. He has absolute knowledge. Take this. Khalid bin Walid drinks the entire container of poison. That which would kill an animal, one drop of it. Robust, young Arab Mujahid Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu drinks the poison and absolutely nothing happens to him. When Abdul Masih says, he says, that world and that nation which has this yaqeen and this conviction, no force in the world can come in front of him. Yaqeen misle khaleel atish nashini, yaqeen Allah masihul jadini. Suno tahzeeb hazir ke giriftar, gulami se batar re yaqeeni. Like the poet says, bring the yaqeen of Khaleelullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah will turn the fire into a garden for you. Bring the yaqeen, bring yaqeen on la ilaha illallah, and Allah will give you the sweetness of this life. Listen, suno tahzeeb hazir ke giriftar, listen, O slaves of this modern culture. Gulami se batar be yaqeeni, worse than slavery is incorrect yaqeen. This yaqeen has to be learned. Sahaba al-Kiram Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, they say, ta'allamna al-Iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Qur'an. First we learn Iman, then we learn the Qur'an. This yaqeen has to be learned. And it will not be learned in the shop. It will not be learned in a college. It will not be learned in the agricultural field. It will not be learned in the same of commerce. This yaqeen will be learned in the same maidan and field in which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba ikram yaqeen. The da'wah of kalima has to be given. The da'wah of this yaqeen has to be given. That the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the controller is Allah, the giver is Allah. Awwal is Allah, Akhir is Allah, Zahir is Allah, Batin is Allah, Muhaymin is Allah, Aziz is Allah, Jabbar is Allah, Mutakabbir is Allah, Khafid is Allah, Rafi is Allah, Mu'izz is Allah, Muzil is Allah, Sami' is Allah, Basir is Allah, Qadar is Allah, Adal is Allah, Latif is Allah, Khabir is Allah, the first Allah, the last Allah, the one who raises up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, the one who gives respect Allah, the one who gives his grace Allah, the one who gives life Allah, the one who gives death Allah, the one who gives health Allah, the one who gives sickness Allah. Nothing and no one and no entity in the heavens and the earth moves without the permission of Allah. This yaqeen has to be learned. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, after snapping the lion, he turns to the people and he says, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi spoke the truth. What did he say? Innama yusallatu ala ibn Adam ما قاطعه ابن آدم. Any entity that my ummah will fear besides Allah, Allah will make them a slave of that entity. Any entity that my ummah will fear besides Allah, Allah will make them a slave of that entity. وَلَوْ أَنَّبْنَ آدَمْ لَمْ يَقَفْلِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَسَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرًا. And if my ummah will fear no one but Allah, no system of this world will overpower you. وَإِنَّمَا وُكِلَ ابْنُ آدَمْ لِمَنْ رَجَاهُ ابْنُ آدَمْ. My ummah, whoever they will have hope upon, whoever they will have hope upon besides Allah, Allah will hand them over to that entity. And if my ummah will have hope on no one but Allah, لَمْ يَكِلْهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ, Allah will become sufficient for them. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَفِيظًا, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. How many statements Allah is saying? Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for you as your helper, as your overseer, as your protector, as your companion. Allah is with you. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah is with you. And then look at the manner in which Quran complains. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for you? Is Allah not sufficient for you? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Look at the way Quran is calling out to us. But someone else make this earth for you. Is someone else causing the rainwater to fall? Is someone else causing the crops and the vegetation to grow? Is someone else place the mountain as bed on the earth? Has someone else make this earth a cradle for you? Is someone else sustaining you, nourishing you, providing for you? أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? Is there another ilah besides your Allah? Where are you running? Who are you turning to? Such yaqeen, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled in the hearts of Sahaba Kiram, Ala bin Hadami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, standing in the Ba'd of Allah with the Jamaat of Sahaba, they come to the river. The river is in front. What does he do? Ya Aleemu, Ya Haleemu, Ya Azeemu, Ya Kareemu. He takes four sifat, four names of Allah. Then he turned around to his companions. سَمُّ اللَّهُ وَاَقْتَقِيمُ. Take Allah's name and jump. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, no one said, Amir Sahab, what's wrong with you? These are horses. These are not boats. These are not ships. These are not canoes. What do you mean, take Allah's name and jump? No one ask any questions. سَمُّ اللَّهَ وَاَسْتَحِمُ. Take Allah's name and jump without any questions. فَسَمَّيْنَا وَاَسْتَحَمْنَا وَعَبَرْنَا وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَعُ أَسْفَلَ خِفَافِ إِمْرِنَا. Abu Hurairah says, he said, Bismillah. And we jump and we cross the water. Forget the rider, forget the horse. Even the hoof of the horse did not get wet. This yaqeen this ummah came with, this conviction of La ilaha illallah. Today we are saying La ilaha illallah with the tongue, the eyes are making zina. La ilaha illallah with the tongue, the ears are listening to haram music. La ilaha illallah with the tongue, the riba in the marketplace. La ilaha illallah with the tongue, cheating, usurping the rights of others. La ilaha illallah with the tongue. Youngster holds the collar of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? Young girl barks like a mother, barks like a dog at the mother. La ilaha illallah with the tongue. And every command of Allah has been broken. My respected brothers, is this the La ilaha illallah that Allah wants? Is this the La ilaha illallah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with? This La ilaha illallah. This La ilaha illallah will benefit us eventually. But that is not the La ilaha illallah that is maqsood. This way in the path of Allah is like a hospital. We have to go person to person, gully to gully, alley to alley, house to house, and take one person and chuck him out in the path of Allah. So that he can learn this yaqeen. Because yaqeen will only be learned in that maidan and field in the sahaba wa taught yaqeen. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, and someone asked him, what is the name of this effort? He said, there is no name. But if I had to give it a name, I would call it Tahreek-e-Iman. That effort by which the Iman of Ummah will come in harakat. He said, the first bid'at that came into the Ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the azmat of Allah in the heart. But we are saying La ilaha illallah. We are saying Allah and we don't know who is Allah. Shibli rahimahullah used to say, Lo arafun nas, qadr alamatillah. Ma'ato, if the people have to come to know of the extent of Allah's azmat, they would never disobey Allah. Habib bin Umayr, Arab Yanda, alone in a cell with a beautiful Roman princess naked. She signs everything, 3 days and 3 nights, she signs everything. Yet he does not even look at her. He doesn't even look at her. فَإِنْ عَرَبَ لَكَ مَا حَرَّمْتُهُ عَلَيْكَ أَصْبِقْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغِطَى. Or you say, Adam, I have given you 2 eyes, and I have placed 2 veils in front of those eyes. If that which I made haram upon you comes in front of you, drop the veil. Drop the veil and I will give you that iman, the sweetness of which you will taste in this world. 3 days and 3 nights, he doesn't even look. Finally, he can't take it anymore. She can't bear, she can't understand. She says, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? Why don't you look at me? Finally, after 72 hours, 3 days and 3 nights, when she says to him, finally he speaks. He says, there is one God and one being, Al-Ghaybu indahu shahada, Al-Sirru indahu alaniya, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. There is one God and one being. The hidden is known to him. The unseen is apparent to him. The secrets are known to him. He does not sleep. He does not doze off. ما كان ربك نسيا. He does not forget. لا يذل ربي ولا ينسى. He does not make mistakes. O woman, it is the fear of my Allah that is not allowing me to look at you. She goes back to the king, she says, أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكِ إِلَى مَنْ أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَى حَجَرٍ أَوْ حَدِيدٍ لَا يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَنْظُرْ. She says, oh king, to whom did you send me? Did you send me to a piece of metal? Did you send me to a tree? To a piece of wood? He doesn't look, he doesn't eat. When Sahaba-e-Kiram reach Baitul Muqaddas, then the Jews that were controlling Baitul Muqaddas, they said, we are prepared to give the keys of the city over to you. Without any fight, we cannot oppose you. But one condition, we want your Amir to come and accept the keys. The message is sent to Madina Munawwara. That this is what the people of Baitul Muqaddas are saying. Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He begins the journey from Medina Munawwara to Baitul Muqaddas. Muallifeen record that the time it took from Medina to Baitul Muqaddas was the period of 17 salah. During that period of 17 salah, what did the Jews of Baitul Muqaddas do? Sahaba were camped outside the city for each salah. They would go to Masjid al-Aqsa. After salah, they would return back. There was no fighting. There was no military warfare. What did they do? They lined the streets from the camp of Sahaba to Masjid Al-Aqsa was naked women. The Sahaba went up and down 17 times for Salah and came back. Not one Sahabi raised his gaze on him. They knew victory was not in numbers. Victory was not in weaponry. The kuffar of that time understood that which the Ummah today doesn't understand. The youngster of today, what does he say? I will raise the flag of Islam. He wants to march, he wants to chant. He wants to hold victory gatherings. He says, I am the warrior of Islam. I am going to raise the flag of Islam. I am going to establish the Khilafat. That same warrior of Islam, when the Muazzin at the time of Fajr called out Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he can't lift the 50 ounce blanket of his body. What flag of Islam is he going to raise? What service of Islam is he ever going to do? How is Allah's help ever going to come and say his dua? How is that Iman going to cause the eyes of Allah to change? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's sharing the camel with Aslam, his slave, and he reaches Mi'ar. It is the turn of Aslam to sit on the camel and the Amir to walk on the ground. They were sharing the camel. Aslam says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are about to arrive. The leaders of Bayt al-Muqaddas, they are going to meet us. How will it look if the slave is riding the camel and the Amir is walking? Let me give up my turn. Omar says, no. You will not carry my weight on the Day of Judgment. I will walk, you sit on the camel. The Padris, the leaders of Bayt al-Muqaddas, when they saw this manzar and seen the Amir was walking and the slave was on the camel, they said, it is written in our scriptures, revealed to Musa alayhi salam, that when we hand the keys of Bayt al-Muqaddas over, the Amir will be walking and the slave will be on the camel. They said this was prophesied to us before the handing over the key can take place. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's the Amir of the army at Bayt al-Muqaddas. He said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar, why don't you wear good clothes? You have patches on your clothing is full of dust. Why don't you wear good clothes? Let them see the awe, let them see the splendor, let them see the magnificence of Islam. Omar becomes so angry when he hears this. He strikes Abu Ubaidah on the chest. If my Nabi had not said, Inna li kulli ummatin aminun wa aminu hadihi al-umma Aba Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah, that every ummat will have one ameen, one amanat-dar person. And the amanat-dar person of my ummat is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. If my Nabi had not said that about you, because of the suggestion of yours, I would have beaten you mercilessly. Then Umar strikes him on the chest and he says, نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام إذا نبتغي العزة بغير ما أعزنا الله أذلنا الله. We are a nation. Allah gave us respect to Islam. Allah gave us respect to Islam. What is Islam? The way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This humanity out there is thirsty. This humanity out there is crying out, show us the beautiful way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the qasam of my Allah, on a hot day, if someone is eating ice cream, you look at him eating the ice cream, water comes in your mouth, you desire, just looking at him. If this ummah had to come on the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kafir of this world, just looking at us, water will enter their mouth in order to come towards Islam. Sahaba, wherever they went, they said, Kunu mithlana, become like us. And in flocks people came towards Islam. We have turned our backs on the way of life. Omar says to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, we are a nation. Allah gave us respect to Islam. If we look for respect in any other way, any other way of life, any other ism, any other system, if we look for respect in any other way of life, أذلنا الله. Allah will disgrace us. Allah will disgrace us. Allah will bring us down. The disbelievers have gathered on the banks of the river Nile. What is a little piece of paper going to achieve? When this piece of paper is thrown into the river, it is said overnight, overnight, the water rose 17 feet high. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, mentions this incident of history, that the crowd that had gathered on the banks of the river Nile, as the water rose, they started running because they feared that the water will drown them. As they ran, they recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. 17,000 people accepted Islam at this manzara. It was this yaqeen, this conviction, when this ummah was on mansab da'wat, when it was on the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cry and the fikr and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wherever they went, Allah ta'ala opened the doors of hidayat, and Allah brought nation and nation towards Islam, and Allah made the decision of the jannat of millions. My respected brothers, our elders are saying, we have forgotten. Not only forgot, we forgot that we forgot. Who we are and who we are and why Allah has sent us, we forgot, and we forgot that we forgot. So wake up call for us to realize who we are, why Allah has sent us. Our elders are saying first step is to go 4 months in the path of Allah. So all of us is ready inshallah. Tell us and give our names, my respected brothers, make yes in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Allah will give us Badr again. Allah will give us Fateh Makkah again. Allah's door now open. We have to learn to take from Allah. Stand up and